A thought to dwell on. When you focus on the good in your life, you create more of it. Here's Bob.
All right. Well, good morning, everyone. Nice day out. I'm shedding here. I trimmed my beard right before I left, and I keep seeing hair on my shirt there. So if you see hair, it's I'm clean. But the shedding. That's all there is. We had a hectic couple of weeks. Everybody's been sick in the house at least once, and I had the first one that had it. Oh man, it was one of these things. I was just tired, congested, and really super tired. And everybody had it, and I shook it off about a week or so ago, so I'm not contagious. Right now, Emily's got it now. Danielle had it, and Molly had it, and everything. And Paul's been the only one that's missed it. So I don't know if he's so active or whatever and everything. And so we've been doing that, and the kids have been home a little bit. Well, they all stayed home a little bit, and you know, we got this kitten that we've had now for 6 months, and. They always kind of go on, and I said, you know, they said, well, why is the cat doing this? The cat's chasing me, the cat's doing this. I said, all right, guys, cats are weird. That's just the one thing, just get it out there, cats are weird. I said, you'll be walking, they'll bite your ankle. Sometimes they're chasing things are chasing them, and they're not there. Their dish will be full, and they'll sit their dish, and they'll meow. They'll meow to get picked up, and you pick them up, and they bite you. They're weird. So you just kind of go with it. You kind of go with the cat thing, you know. They're running the house. You know, I said, you know, you're their pet. Their pet, you know. And they go, okay. And then so now they've kind of accepted it. Now every so the cat will just come jumping out, ah! And they go, what's this? Oh, is that the cat being weird? Yeah. There's nothing there. You're no threat. They just got to do it. I don't know. But it's just kind of funny. So they're kind of getting used to that now. And then I stayed home with them Thursday. And the thing is, the weirdest tradition we got is Groundhog's Day. And so I was home Thursday with them till about noon or so. And that's all there was on the news. It was Groundhog's Day. This is the goofiest thing. I was goofy when I was a kid. And I was like, oh, whatever, you know. And here it is. You're going to see a shadow or not, you know. And, you know, they take this little sleeping groundhog in a hole, poke him and prod him, get him up, hold him up to all the cameras. And this poor little guy. You know, he's just here sleeping, minding his own business, doing his own thing. And then all of a sudden, he's the attention of the world, you know. And it's just like, you know, it's like, you know, can I just get something to eat and go back to sleep? You know, it's just like, it's not all that. I'm okay, you know. But it's just so funny. It's such a big, goofy tradition that we have, you know. I know it's been going forever. But the other big, goofy tradition we have is today is the Super Bowl. And, and it's just like, it's just kind of funny. It's like, you know, that's all you've been hearing, you know. It's like it slowly builds up. And if you look on the grid for ESPN, they've been having pregame stuff for the past 48 hours, I think, for the Super Bowl. And like anybody's actually sitting there watching all this stuff, or they're redoing Super Bowl highlights for the past 50 years, all this stuff. And it's just like this thing, you know, and commercials, you know, all the hype for commercials and everything, and who the halftime guest is. I just don't care. I usually watch the game, you know. I'll watch football here or there, and I'll watch the game, but I don't like doing the party thing, or I'm not much of a party get-together type of person anyhow. I was like, I'll watch the game, or maybe one friend will come over or something. But it's like, it's just so weird that it's like, there's like, if you're not doing it, it seems like you're out of the loop, you know? It's just kind of a weird thing. And I was just thinking of the whole aspect of it being called the Super Bowl. And you know, we had all these college bowl games, and we used to have the NFL championship. And somehow they're in the mid-60s, we said, we need to make a Super Bowl. And it's just that kind of thing. I don't know if it's an American thing or what the deal is, but everything has to be super. You know?
Yeah.
Here we have, you know, we had supermarkets. I think that was probably the big thing then, it's like everything has to be just above and beyond. It can't be extra large. You know, we have to have super sized meals at McDonald's. Like, I don't want a large Coke, I want a super size. I want massive, crazy. You go to the pharmacy. So I need some aspirin. We got regular Excedrin, then you have super strength Excedrin. It's like, can't we do? You know, what are they doing to this to make this super strength? You know, it's just kind of weird. It's just like then we get Superman. You know, it's like, you know. And I was trying to find where we first used an American vocabulary, super. I don't know if Superman was one of the early ones, or supermarket, or something like that. But it's just one of those things, it's like we just can't have extra large or large. It has to be super. And, you know, and mega is starting to replace super. Mega is this century's super, it seems like, because you hear, computers have megabytes and megaplexes for movie theaters and everything. And it's just kind of a weird thing. It's like it has to be super. And I thought of all these things that were super and all that, and it's just kind of intriguing of how we do that. And which kind of gets to, it's like, well, you know, what is this fascination with the why do we need this? Why is this bigger is better type of thing? And it's like, it kind of gets down to that need. It's like, well, when do you know when you have enough? You know, when is it going to be super, super, super duper, or whatever, you know? It's just like, it doesn't end. I think it's just like, I don't know if it's the American privilege thing, that we can start very low and go up, and so we just want to keep going to the super thing, where if we have that ability and desire to do it, we can... sky's the limit type of thing. Where if you're in a society where it's a caste system and everybody is put down, you don't really think about super. You're just thinking about supper. It says. I think it's interesting, even like with religions too, there's all these gigantic monuments for ancient religions, or the pyramids and all this stuff. So it's like there's this desire of, look at me, and this big thing, or I'm the big dog of the area, or something like that. And that's the thing I think is kind of interesting with Christianity, where its true roots are very humble. You know, the whole life of Christ is a very humble, small story. But over time, man has kind of made it a super thing. We have, you know, we have these gigantic cathedrals in Europe, you know, and this and this. We have super churches here. And so it kind of loses its meaning of your relationship with God, where it's all an inner, you know, it's an inner thing or a social thing, and we're all of a sudden being placed in this superstructure. And it's like you go to this giant church, well, evidently God must be smiling more brightly on you than a little quaint church of 10 or 15, you know? Yeah. So it's just like... We kind of lost that message along the way, that we don't need a big building and we don't need this super thing. In fact, we, you know, 40 years ago, we did a play, Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've even kind of applied that now, that it's like it's a super religion and Jesus is a super human being, you know. Uh-huh. And it's just, we've kind of got it, it's like, he was special, if you want to call it super, but that wasn't the whole intent of anything super. He's a man, and a man of God and everything. That's what we need to get more, get away from the super thing, and get away from a lot of this, you know, a bigger car, a bigger house, a bigger this and this, a bigger salary, and just kind of go with that. You know, just kind of be more content with what you need. So I'd say the only thing that's more of a spectacle, it seems like, than the Super Bowl is politics. It's like running for president, you know? It's just crazy. You know, you just go on and on and on. It's still going on and on. You know, we have super delegates, even. So they've even figured this out. There has to be something, you can't have a delegate, you have to have a super delegate. So we've done this, everything in our facets of our life is all this super thing. And I just think that we should get more back to being the little groundhog and just kind of being cool and quaint with where you're at, and not to be pulled out, and don't poke the groundhog. So, yeah.